the great provocateur that is Florio. I disagree. If you can get Harbaugh, you should, because he's a great head coach. No matter whether you think he is an archaic head coach, that he coaches a brand of football from 20 years ago or not, the guy wins consistently. And even if all he does is go to the playoffs every year, that is a step in the right direction, and he is an adult in the room that the Cleveland Browns sorely, sorely need. But they shouldn't do it to appease the fans. And if that is any part of this search, if that is any part of the desire for Haslam and Berry to placate fans, you have already failed this process.
Yeah, I kind of hate how much of the rhetoric around Haslam is just, well, he's doing this all until 2029 for the stadium.
Yeah.
And maybe I hate it because there's maybe a part truth to it all, but like he can't operate in that lens. You know how far away 2029 is?
Yeah.
I mean, it's forever. In football terms, it's forever. And so to be thinking about that, you're just going to, what, passively wait for all these things in order to then pull it off in 3 years, 4 years? Like, that seems like insanity to me.
Yeah, it's funny to me that people are like, oh, Jimmy's going to be patient because he doesn't have to do anything till 2029. Guys, Jimmy wants to get winning going as long as possible so fans are as happy as possible by the time you get to 2029 so that you can do like the PSL thing.
Or you
this idea Jimmy doesn't care about winning until the new stadium opens, it's a little low-hanging fruit. It's a little not true.
But why don't you just also try to just, you know, win games because you can't, winning games aren't guaranteed. Like, so you make a run for it, and then you do, I don't know, what you've done for the previous 13 years, not win, and then you regroup and you go after it again. But yeah. None of this passive nonsense.
And again, I don't buy it. I don't buy that Jimmy Haslam is going to be, that's the one thing I can count he won't be, is passive in this process. Guys, what helps win more, or what helps sell more tickets in a new stadium? And what helps sell more PSLs? Is it three winning seasons leading up to the new stadium? Or is it not winning until the new stadium's open? Oh gosh, I don't know. How does business work?
Yeah.
I'm not going to say this about Florio or anybody else, but there is a little bit of like...
Well, so I think that's kind of what Florio is driving at, though, is that the PCLs, I don't know. I think he thinks they're up. It's coming up in this next year or so. They got to start selling this stuff. And so I think he's looking at the hire. If you don't go splash, you're putting yourself in the danger zone of having the whole fan base basically give one yawn emoji to it all. But I don't know anybody outside of Harbaugh right now that you could hire as a coach that would elicit that much excitement anyway.
All right, but if you hire Harbaugh and next year you win five games again, good feeling's gone.
Right, good feeling's definitely gone, yeah.
I guess my thing is, what, it's funny that people criticize Jimmy, and there's some fairness in it, for chasing relevance or being the Deshaun trade, right? They're trying to skip a step, right? Hey, solve your problems by writing a check. It is funny that people are on Jimmy about that, and then they're like, hey, short-term relevance, go chase it. Like, that's, to me, that is counterintuitive to the biggest criticism you have about Jimmy Haslam.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like, if honestly, if you're Florio and you say you'll never win as long as Jimmy Haslam's
here.
Which
is Florio's best take, or not best take, it's his...
It's his greatest hit.
Well, takes on a jukebox, he hits that number the most.
It's his Stairway to Heaven.
It is, yeah.
He just plays the living bleep out of it, air guitar solo and all.
And some national guys, they fall into that trap where it's like, anytime your team pops up or the Browns pop up, for instance, it's like, oh, they only say this one weird stat. Why do they keep talking about the one weird stat? Florio just goes to the idea that the Browns are never going to win under Haslam.
It's also because they remember. They remember that one weird stat.
That's it, though. They just remember like one odd stat, and then they say it for like a year until they get a new stat about the Browns, and then that's the one. It bothers me.
If Harbaugh would agree to come here, which it's fair to say you don't think he would do that, it might be protecting yourself, it might not be. We'll find out, right? But it is fair to debate that. But to say that the number one reason you should hire Harbaugh is because of making fans happy, no. The only thing that makes fans happy is sustainable winning.
I think he's talking about
I would hire Harbaugh, because I think he can lead to sustainable winning.
I think he was talking about beyond Harbaugh, because he said you hire Harbaugh full stop, and then he was going into the other guys. And so that brings up an interesting conversation, though. If you're talking about pitcher, the offensive coordinator for the Bengals, that's not a splashy hire by any sense of it. Like, people are going to look at that and they're going to say to themselves, what are they doing? Same thing they did with Stefanski so many years ago. Like, that's going to be the reaction. Whereas I'm trying to think of the guy that would really sell it to the fan base. I brought up McCarthy yesterday. Is that I don't think people are going to be dancing in the streets because you get Mike McCarthy. Like, I just don't know that that guy exists from a coaching level with the same excitement that you'd have with a Harbaugh or anyone else or really anywhere close.
I mean, if McDermott shook free and agreed to come to Cleveland, I think
if McDermott
I think
shook
that's
free,
close.
If LaFleur shook free, guys that shook free, we can have that conversation.
McDaniel's going to be interesting because Yosina's reporting the Dolphins have been in contact with Harbaugh about their job, and Mike McDaniel's still the head coach.
Yeah, but Mike McDaniel's not going to, I don't think he's going to elicit some sort of dancing in the street mentality from Browns fans.
Maybe from Andrew Berry, if you believe some of the reports out there.
Maybe just be the advanced stats guys or something. I'm not sure. Maybe that pocket of Cleveland Browns Twitter, maybe they'd get excited, but I don't know that.
They hate Harbaugh, so that's how I know I want it. The guys who have led us to the abyss with analytics, right? Hey, your process. Well, your process turned out to not be very good either. So.
Harbaughs are winners. I want a Harbaugh. I'll take any Harbaugh.
Jack?
Any of them. Any of you get last name Harbaugh. You might not even know your name at this point. I'll take you.
Here's the problem. Jay is the special teams coordinator in Seattle. I do not want Jay Harbaugh.
What happened to Jay?
He looks like Chris Pratt.
You say it like that's a bad thing.
But not now. No, I'm sorry. Parks and Rec, Chris Pratt.
Oh, yeah. Before he got like Jim Halpert in The Office before he got these glow-ups.
Yeah.
I say glow-ups. They just took steroids, guys.
Yeah.
Well, no, that's all it was.
Well, they just threw money at it, ironically. Yeah.
Which,
they just bought it. They bought the most famous trainer in Hollywood.
Yeah, they really are. They're proof positive that money can make you a good-looking human if you just have enough of it.
That's why.
Well, that's
guys,
it, though.
You get, I would be yoked. If I just had a couple more hundred K.
If you had it, no. If you had like a hundred,
no.
200 million.
Yeah. All right. I'm not that fat.
You don't need all 200 million.
If I made $5 million a year, I could be Pratt.
Here's what I'm saying. You could have though. You'd have unlimited access to the trainer that would, do whatever they need to do. The eating right, nutrition people that would tell you basically when to put things in your body and how often to put things in your body. We're still talking food here, guys. And you'd get there
or not.
You get there, but you need that much disposable income. I don't know.
I do like the fact that for me it was 200,000. Or sorry, 200 million. Other people, you gotta like have a million a year. You have a million a year, you'll be fine.
No,
but Nick Wilson,
I think that's
it's 200. If you've got Bezos money, Nick could be like 275.
Oh, Bezos money's like billions. But like the starting point.
And I'd be Matt Khalil in other ways.
The starting point, well, you can maybe invest
downtown.
In that too. I knew you'd love that story. I set the over-under in my head of how many times it was going to get referenced today. You're already at two.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the downtown thing. I was like, oh, that's a throwback for when we haven't said that from the downtown.
No, the Khalil thing.
Yeah. Just wait for quick hits. 216-474-0092. Is Florio right that the Browns have to make a move that fans will like? I really cannot read this over here. This is not great. Let's go with the great pause. Josh in Middletown, welcome to the show.
Hey, guys. Thanks for having me.
Hey, yes, Josh. Sir. What you got, buddy?
All right.
I think that Jim Schwartz is the answer, man.
To what question?
You got a defense that hasn't allowed a 300-yard passer since 2022. And his entire tenure here, he schemed Myles Garrett into 23 sacks. I mean, scheme goes so far, and Myles Garrett is an above-par human being. Let's just say that. But, I mean, this defense has looked great. I mean, let's take the best part of the team. Let's emphasize it. Let's bring in a fresh look for the offense and just build around Shadur. We have a lot of things. We don't have the ammo to go get the guy at quarterback this year. We've already invested in the quarterback position. Bring in a fresh offensive mind. I don't even like the idea of Tommy Reese sticking around because schematically this offense didn't look great. Not to say that we were stock personnel wise as far as skill position players go. And injuries definitely.
Real quick, buddy. Can I get you to do one thing for me?
What's up?
Can you say Shadur?
Shadur.
Oh,
no.
Come on, Josh.
No.
Shadur.
Shadur? Shadur?
There we go. Probably you did. I knew you had it.
Shadur.
All right, that's enough at that.
You're kind of a fun human.
He
though.
Got there.
I kind of liked
him. We're pro Josh.
I did like him.
I had to run you, but we are pro Josh.
Oh, bad caller, but good guy. He seemed like I'd hang out with him, but he's a bad caller.
It only took two things. Yesterday, I said Todd Monken.
I liked his energy.
Yesterday, I said Todd Monken off the air to Katie Pollock 75 times.
Yeah, she didn't get it.
And she said Monken.
It was like
every
a Monken
single time.
Thing, too. Yeah.
It was. It was. But so. Josh only took two times there.
No, that was good.
Yeah.
So
we got to Shador.
Yeah, what?
That's how you say the name. Not Shador. Not Shadurptidur.
Reach one, teach one. You know what I mean? Like, you just one at a time.
I thought that meant something different.
One all at right. a time. Just say all across Cleveland. One at a time.
Let's go with Irvin in Cleveland. You feeling pitcher here, Irvin?
Good afternoon, guys. Not per se feeling him, but the only thing I wanted to bring up was, well, I had a question. Was he the same coordinator when the Bengals went to the Super Bowl?
No, that'd be Brian Callahan, who just got fired after a year and a quarter in Tennessee.
But he got that job in Tennessee off of that.
Yeah.
Okay, but he did have the Bengals offense scoring like 30-some points a game.
Not really, though, because like he only got the OC job this year, and he wasn't calling plays.
Oh, okay. Okay, that's a different guy. All right.
All right, Irvin, we appreciate you.
Thank you, Irvin.
I have a sinking suspicion. There is a part of the pitcher thing that it's like, oh, Andrew Berry knows you from Indianapolis, so he wants to go to the Wayback Machine because it's a safety. There's a part
That's how
of,
this works.
There's a part of that Sometimes. That makes me a little uncomfortable.
It's a good old boys club in many ways, but it's not what you know, it's who you know. That's like the one lesson everyone teaches you in life, and this is a part of that. The idea that he's gaining steam doesn't surprise me in the slightest bit.
Doesn't surprise me. But it doesn't make me feel that, I will say. Again, not a lot of people interviewing Dan Pitcher, so he fits one part of my criteria for this job. But also,
but he'd be that bobblehead that they want him to be. They want somebody that'll be a yes man. Unlike Harbaugh, this is no threat to Andrew Berry than losing his job 3 weeks from now. And you likely get to keep Jim Schwartz on as the defensive coordinator, because despite what Andrew Berry said about this guy being able to round out his staff, if you hire someone like this pitcher guy from Cincinnati, he doesn't get to call those shots.
But Barry cronyism makes me feel like if Barry were to get fired in a year or two, then this coach would go with him, and then we were right back into the cycle of suck. And that is where I do not wish to be.
I mean, this is the way Andrew Barry keeps his hands on as much as he possibly can in the biggest way imaginable.
Mercy.
Yeah, no, I know.
216-474-0092. Is Florio right that the Browns need to make a move that fans like? Is that what the Browns? Yes, the Browns making a move the fans like. Will they listen? We also have to hear what Mike Tomlin had to say about the John Harbaugh firing in 5 minutes on 92.3 The Fan.